Samuel Little says he killed 93 people, making him the deadliest serial killer in U.S. history. Now he's drawing portraits of his victims from memory, and anguished families may finally get answers. As a little girl, Pearl Nelson would listen to stories her uncle would tell about the mother she never knew, how despite a troubled life of prostitution and drug abuse, Audrey Nelson delighted in buying presents for her baby girl, including a lamp that lit up their room with dragonflies. Left in the care of relatives by the time she was about two, Pearl was 13 when her mom came back for her. She turned her life around and she was ready to be a mom again, says Pearl. But on the 1989 summer day of their planned reunion in Mountain View, California, Audrey was a no-show. Her body was discovered several weeks later in a dumpster in Los Angeles. "Imagine when she doesn't come," Pearl says. "Every night I was like, I just want my mommy." Nearly 30 years later, Pearl did see her mother again, staring up at her from among other chilling sketches by a confessed serial killer. "I could tell right away which one was her," says Pearl, now 43 and a mom herself. "I could look at 90 pictures and pick her out in a second." Audrey's portrait is one in a macabre trove of portraits that FBI officials hope will bring long-awaited answers to more families whose daughters, sisters, and mothers went missing between 1970 and 2005, when a convicted killer named Samuel Little claims to have strangled to death a staggering 93 women across 19 states. In hundreds of hours of interviews over the last 21 months, Little, a one-time truck driver currently serving multiple life sentences in California State Prison, Los Angeles County, for the murder of Audrey and two other women, had poured out to police graphically detailed confessions, complete with drawings of his alleged victims. Already, the 79-year-old's illustrated confessions have been matched to more than 50 cold case Jane Does around the country, and the FBI is racing against time and Little's failing health to identify the rest of his victims. "Little told us he chose women that would be less missed," says Angela Williamson of the Justice Department's Violent Crime Apprehension Program. "Every one of these victims that we've helped to identify so far were missed and loved dearly. There's somebody out there who still cares and still wants to know."